Wind energy is cheap and sustainable, and the number of installed wind turbines is rising everywhere in the world. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, wind turbines now supply nearly 5% of electrical power in the country. The average efficiency of wind turbines is about 50%. But because of the turbulence they create, their interactions with each other in a wind farm tends to lower that number. Observing what they call the conversation of three turbines placed in a wind tunnel, scientists at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, are trying to find a way to reduce the adverse effects of the wake turbulences. Engineering professor Doug Adams, the team leader, says the turbine blades are fitted with sensors.
And we use that sensor to track the motion, to do motion tracking of the blade, but also monitor what we call the dynamic response. So every time a blade moves, right, we're monitoring it. And that tells us something about that conversation that's happening from one turbine to the next.
Adams says the sensors feed data to computers, which constantly adjust the rotor's blades, compensating for the loss of energy due to the wake effect. The benefit comes not only in increased output, but also in the reduction of wear on the turbine's mechanical parts. Savings of only 2 to 3 cents per kilowatt hour, he says, could mean a lot for turbine operators.
That is a game changer from a standpoint of the viability of wind energy. It starts to be absolutely competitive with the fossil fuels that we rely on today, right? Without subsidies, it starts to become cost competitive.
Adams says mutually adjustable turbines could lead to wind farms producing more energy with smaller number of units, while reduction of fatigue may prolong their usefulness by as much as 10 years. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.